Russia has admitted it is under pressure from Ukrainian forces as it battles to retake areas in the southeast. Russia's faced a series of setbacks in recent weeks. And in a rare admission, its new commander in Ukraine says the situation in Kherson is tense. Russia's preparing to evacuate some civilians from the region.
The situation in the Kherson area is not simple. The enemy is intentionally hitting economic, social, industrial infrastructure and residential buildings in Kherson. Our priority will be to save the lives of civilians and our military. We will act consciously in a timely manner, and we will not exclude making difficult decisions.
Well, Mohammad Jamjoum is live for us now in Kyiv. So, Mohammad, first of all, what more do we know at the moment about the situation in Kherson?
Well, Hazem, it's very interesting, this statement from the new commander of Russian forces in Ukraine. The fact that he is admitting that the situation is difficult, that is suggesting to a lot of analysts and a lot of people here in Ukraine that this is an apparent concession, that there is a danger of Ukrainian advances or more advances towards Kherson. You have other Russian-installed officials in the southern region that are also announcing that there has been this gradual, organized, what they're calling evacuation of civilians from parts of the southern region and parts of Kherson. You also have not had any confirmation from the Ukrainian military command as to what's happening in Kherson. Now, this is effectively a blackout on their military operations in the south. And typically that happens here in Ukraine when there is fierce fighting going on, when there is that fierce counteroffensive, which we know has been going on for quite some time. There have been some indications, some subtle indications from officials here in the past few days that Ukraine does believe that it is making significant advances in Kherson, and that there is a belief among some people in the government here that perhaps Kherson could be retaken by Ukrainians. But all we've heard officially from the military command in the south is that there is an active defense by Ukrainian soldiers there on the front to hold their occupied lines. They're talking about Mykolaiv, Kherson, Zaporizhia as well. They have stated, the Ukrainian Southern Military Command has stated that the Russians are continuing to inflict damage on our troops using aviation, artillery, and rockets. And they've also said that Russian ammunition depots, tanks, and armored vehicles have been destroyed by the Ukrainian military. Hazem?
And Mohammed, what are we hearing about the efforts by Ukrainians to repair those damaged power plants? How's that going?
Well, Hazem, what we've heard from officials is that those repairs are ongoing, but this is coming at a time when it is getting colder here because winter is approaching. So the fact that you've had a third of the power structure in this country either damaged or destroyed since October 10th, that is causing officials to warn people here that even though the grid is being repaired every day when more damage is being inflicted, they are concerned that things could get worse. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, you had three missile strikes hit power facilities in the Desnyansky district of Kyiv. That's to the east of the capital. We went out to the Desnyansky district just hours after those strikes had happened. We talked to residents who didn't have power at that time. Now, as of today, power has been restored. But yesterday, when we were out there, residents were telling us just how concerned they were about what could be happening next. Here's our report.
A barrage of missile strikes across Ukraine, hitting critical infrastructure, the second day the country's power grid has come under attack. Like at this plant in Dnipro, and this one in Zhytomyr. Ukrainian officials expect more attacks in the days ahead.
The terrorist state Russia is making every effort to destroy the Ukrainian energy system. The main target is not only the peaceful Ukrainian civilians, but also critical infrastructure.
In Kyiv's Desnyansky district, power facilities were hit by three missiles, leaving many areas in the dark. For residents of this apartment complex, concerns are growing.
They have done the same again last Monday. And today, they attacked us again.
And it wasn't just the electricity they worried about. Water wasn't flowing either. 63-year-old Valentina has lived in this neighborhood for 30 years, and she's upset.
This time they hit the factory. As a conclusion, we have no electricity and no hot water, and children cannot study at home or at school. This is very painful. Very painful. For our children and grandchildren.
For now, the residents wait, hoping utilities will come back online soon.
Ukrainian officials say 30% of the country's power plants have been damaged by Russian shelling since October 10th and add that more blackouts are possible. They're urging citizens to limit their consumption of electricity, a critical warning as winter approaches and temperatures continue to drop. Mohammed Jamjoum, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.